12 through 25. Romans 8, 12 through 25. When you get there, I need to hear a boisterous, shaking the grounds of heaven, amen. Or when you're ready for me to read, let me hear, amen. Amen. That was pretty good, but it wasn't the best. So let's do it one more time. Amen. One, two, three, amen. Much better. So 8, 12 through 25. So then, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not an obligation to ourselves to live our lives on the basis of selfishness. If you live on the basis of selfishness, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the actions of the body, you will live. All who are led by God's Spirit are God's sons and daughters. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to lead you back again into fear, but you received a spirit that shows you are adopted as his children. With this spirit, we cry, Abba, Father. The same spirit agrees with our spirit that we are God's children. But if we are children, we are also heirs. We are God's heirs and fellow heirs with Christ. If we really suffer with him, so that we can also be glorified with him. I believe that the present suffering is nothing compared to the coming glory that is going to be revealed to us. The whole creation waits breathless with anticipation for the revelation of God's sons and daughters. Creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice. It was the choice of the one who subjected it. But in the hope that creation itself will be set free from slavery to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of God's children, we know that the whole creation is groaning together and suffering labor pains up until now. And it's not only the creation. We ourselves, who have the Spirit as the first crop of harvest, also groan inside as we wait to be adopted and for our bodies to be set free. We were saved in hope. Who hopes for what they already see? If we see what we hope for, that isn't hope. But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So as I was preparing for this sermon, I was trying to figure out how to best talk about the Spirit and how it moves and works in us. To be completely honest, that's something I struggle with sometimes, how to work with the Spirit, how to hear the Spirit's voice, how to understand how the Spirit is working and moving within us. But it so happens, Tuesday night, I got off of work at the police department and I got home. And Tuesday night is the night my boys have piano lessons. And I got to come home and sit down, and we use Sherry Lynn, who is our contemporary pianist and our Galilean pianist. And she's an amazing piano teacher. I get to hear the boys, even their wrong notes, they still sound great. They've come so far. I get to hear songs like In the Jungle and Penny Lane or Hey Jude. One of my boys is stuck on the Beatles for some reason. But I get to hear good music, and I just love it. I love music. Music is one of those things that reaches all of us, I think. For those of you that don't know, the little time I spent in college, I was at the University of Alabama, and I majored in music therapy. And then the 3 years I was there, I marched in the Million Dollar Marching Band. So music has always been a part of my life, and I love it. Music is one of those things that it can transport us to different places, different times. It reaches down into our souls. There's a saying that goes, music soothes the savage beast. It's been around forever, for ages and ages, hundreds of years. Actually, back in the days of Mozart, the saying was, music can soothe the savage breast. But back in those days, when they said the word breast, they were talking about the breastplate, the chest cavity. They were talking about your heart, your soul. It could soothe the insides. I think today the best translation of that saying is that music can soothe the raging spirit. And it does. It really does. I mean, I know you could think of examples, but when was the last time that you just found yourself furious and raging and you just wanted to scream, but then you get in your car and there's this song that comes on and it allows you to scream out the lyrics and you just get there and you're like, okay, I got it all out. I'm better now. Or your first kiss and that song that was playing there at the dance or whatever it was. Or you're sad and this music just cheers you up. Actually, I tried to come up with some examples for today because we're going to do an experiment. What I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I want you to listen to these. I think I got 10 songs picked out, just little excerpts from them. And I just want you to just be open to what the music leads you to, where it takes you, what it does to you. So go ahead and close your eyes. And I tried to catch everybody in here because I know we have a wide variety of people from young to very wise. And I wanted to make sure that we were reaching everyone. So let's hear the first one.
Right ahead, but don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
I mean, come on. Come on, who doesn't know that song? I mean, how many people, where were you transported to? What was going on? We're gonna have to turn that up a little bit. I know we're in this big echoey room, but I mean, we're listening to music now, so we gotta turn it up a little bit. So what happened to you? Where did you go? That may not be your era, but it may have been. You may have been one of those people screaming on the side of the stage when Elvis came on. But if Elvis isn't your thing, what about this one?
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Patsy Cline. You can't go wrong with Patsy Cline. Who were you out walking after midnight with? That's what I want to know, right? There's so many things that happen when we hear music. I'm going to try not to sing along because the people online can hear every word I whisper into this microphone, and I really apologize for that. So that was the 50s. That was when rock and roll began. But what happens when we move into the 60s?
Come on, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, you can move in your chair. It's okay.
Come on, baby.
How many of you were... In a drive-up diner with the ladies on roller skates, the waitresses on roller skates, the 57 Chevy with the top down, whatever happened, what was going on. I mean, it transports you to a different time. What's another 60s song we got here? We all know that one. You find yourself humming along before you even know it. How many of you were already going to the a weembo up, a weembo up? You know, it just happens, right? We move out of the 60s, and then I know this is going to hit home with a few of y'all.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Yeah, we got the little disco move. I see the flared out bell bottoms and the little 70s fly collar, whatever that suit was called. What's the next one?
Take this job.
Whoa, sorry. I was doing this at the police department. I might have been thinking about retirement. The next one. Let's get to this.
Islands in the street. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong?
Dolly Parton. Kenny Rogers. Come on. You know, a fun fact is that as I was looking at the different decades, I could find a Dolly Parton song from the 50s all the way to now, and I was like, no, I don't want to get stuck on her. But let's go to the next one. This is for my age group. Back in the 80s, you know, driving around in the truck or the car with the radio blaring. That's a great one. What else we got? I mean, it's Whitney Houston. I don't know of anybody that could belt it out like that. There's probably even a tear or two shed over that song, right? Now, this is the last song I got, I promise. Last song I'm going to punish you with, but I know everybody knows this song. Some songs just transcend generations. Some songs just hit everybody in the right spot, and you just sing the words automatically. I mean, some songs, they just fit. That's what the Spirit does. When I think about the Holy Spirit, I think about music. I think about how music hits us in different places. It calms us, it comforts us, it gives us courage, it reminds us. That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's how it works in all of us. However, it's not just like music, because with music, we can tell the sound people to crank it up, or we can go get in our car and we can turn up the radio as loud as we can, and we can drown out everything that is happening around us in the world, and we can just immerse ourselves in that song. The Spirit is not like that. You know what the Spirit is like? The Spirit is like your parent that sings you a lullaby as you go to sleep. That soothing, calming voice that comforts you. That's what the Spirit really sounds like. That's how the Spirit works inside of each of us. When our selfishness kicks in and we struggle against the law and we find ourselves getting buried in fear and doubt and worry and anger and frustration and anxiety, the Spirit is always there singing to us. It is singing to comfort, to calm, to embrace, to remind, and to lift up. That's how the Spirit encourages us to stay in the spirit of the law. But to be honest, it's not always easy. To be honest, there's a lot in this world that tries to distract us from that. There's a lot of times we find ourselves screaming out to God, God, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. When in actuality, the music was never turned down. It was just us. It was the voices inside of our heads. It was the selfishness crying out, more, 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 me, me, me. Sometimes it's the world around us. Hate, anger, pandemics. It gets so loud sometimes that the music was never turned down. We just don't know how to turn down the distractions around us. And sometimes we have to try to figure that out. There's a couple ways we can do that. Sometimes we need to find isolation and be intentional about having quiet time. Sometimes we need to turn off our phones, turn off the news, turn off the whatever is going on, all the electronic devices. Sometimes we need to pull away from our loved ones and we just need to go be by ourselves. Sometimes we need to tell ourselves to be quiet in that quiet time so that we can turn down the volume that's overriding the song the Spirit sings to us. Sometimes we need to have that quiet time so that we can hear the songs again. hear the Spirit's voice again. Because Scripture tells us the Spirit is not this loud, yelling, heavy metal, hair band music. The Scripture tells us it's that still, small voice that's constant, never ending, always present. Sometimes it's not the fact that we can't hear the music. Sometimes we can hear the music, but sometimes we don't know the words that the Spirit is singing to us. You ever seen those videos where it shows people singing the wrong lyrics to songs that they've been singing for years? They are hilarious. If you ever get just misread or misheard lyrics, YouTube it, Google it, ask a friend. It's hilarious. But sometimes we don't know the words. So we don't understand the words that the Spirit's singing to us. But the good news is the Spirit only sings God's word to us. The Spirit only sings God's word to us. So we have, you remember a tape? For the ladies in the back there, a tape is a plastic rectangle that has ribbon in it, and the music was on that. I still have some in my garage. I showed them to the boys, but we have nothing to play them on anymore. However, one of the things about buying a tape is when you got the tape, it had the little paper inside the cover. You could unfold it, and it had all the lyrics in it. And you could learn the lyrics to the song, and therefore it helped you remember the song, sing along with the song. We have that same paper with us today. Sometimes we need to spend more time understanding what the lyrics are, learning the lyrics, and then we can recognize that song and hear that song better. Sometimes it's understanding how God works. I love this part of the Scripture in Romans 8 where it talks about all of creation is groaning. Even we as sons and daughters are groaning together, crying out, waiting to be restored. I mean, have you ever been to a giant chorus and all the voices joined together? It makes some of the most powerful music in the world. We have that here. Sometimes we just need to get out into nature, into creation. And you go to the beach and you hear that constant beat of the waves rolling in. Or you go out into the woods, if you like being out in the woods on nature walks, and you hear all of creation singing. Sometimes we need to pause and listen to that and join in the Spirit's song that is for everybody and all of creation. The Spirit is the constant beat. The Spirit's song is the constant rhythm that connects us to Jesus. It's the constant, never-ending heartbeat that invites us to join in to the righteousness that is found in God. For me, that's how I understand the Holy Spirit at work. I understand it to always be there, always be present, and that it has to be intentional on our part to tune into it. When we do, when we learn to hear the song, when we learn to understand the lyrics, when we learn to join the chorus, we begin to understand what it means to live in the spirit of the law. When we get angry, when we get furious, when we just want to punch a wall, we begin to hear that chorus that calms us, that says, that's not who you are. When our world gets crushed, when we are overcome with sadness, when we feel all alone, we begin to hear that song that says, you are loved, You are mine. You are wanted. You are not alone. When we join together in worship and we get to sing songs like there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, we get to experience what it's like to join our heart to the Spirit's song, and we begin to feel what it's like to be in the presence of God. When we need more, it's already there. When we begin to slip and fall into that selfish, sinful self, it's already at work, inviting us back into the spirit of the law and reminding us that we're made righteous through Jesus. So what does this mean? Well, number one, I hope it means that you're going to walk out of here and you're going to have one of those songs stuck in your head. I've been singing Islands in the Stream since I walked into this building. But number two, what I hope it means is that you're going to walk out of here with another song stuck in your head. The song the Spirit sings constantly and continuously to you. What I hope it means is that you're going to be intentional about shutting out the other noise, trying to learn some of the lyrics, trying to listen to that chorus as it sings around you. Because the most important thing the Spirit does for us is when the world lives in despair, in restlessness, in anxiety, what the Spirit does is it sings hope into our hearts, into our souls, into our spirits. When the world is raging around us, the Spirit calms, the songs calm our raging spirit. It allows us to stand firm, to stand tall, and to stand out. It allows us to live righteously today, now. The scripture says we don't hope for things that we already see. We hope for the things that we don't see. And the Spirit continues to sing about those things to each and every one of us, each and every day. And the most important part is there's no membership, monthly fee. You don't have to join Amazon Music or Apple Music. You don't have to buy a radio to tune in. The Spirit is ours because we are children, sons and daughters of God, and we are co-heirs with Christ. Meaning it already has been given to each and every one of us. All we have to do is to learn how to tune in. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we get to be your children, that you call us sons and daughters, that you have already made us co-heirs with Christ. There is nothing we have to do in order to be worthy, in order to be filled with your Spirit. Lord, what we need to do is learn how to listen to your voice. That's still small voice, the voice of a parent singing a lullaby to each of us. Lord, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to get ourselves worked up to where all we hear is our own voice screaming inside, trying to be that selfish person. But Lord, that's not who we want to be. Lord, who we want to be are the ones that sing along with the Spirit, the ones that hear the tune and know the words and join in the chorus. Lord, help us to be your chorus, your choir. Help us to sing into a world without music. Help us to be beacons of hope. In Jesus' name, amen.